The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt by Edmund Morris. The early life and formative years of Theodore Roosevelt. In the bustling city of New York, on October 27, 1858, Theodore Roosevelt was born to Mittie and Theodore Roosevelt, marking the beginning of a life that would be nothing short of extraordinary. Edmund Morris, in his Pulitzer Prize-winning biography, The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, masterfully chronicles the transformation of this frail, asthmatic boy into a robust and influential figure in American history. Theodore's early life was marked by illness and a relentless drive to overcome his physical limitations. His father, Theodore Sr., installed a home gym to help his son strengthen himself, a gesture that reflected the family's expectation for Theodore to be more than his frail health suggested. Despite his health issues, Theodore was fascinated by the natural world and developed a passion for reading and learning, particularly about the War of 1812 and naval warfare. These early interests would later shape his foreign and domestic policies as president. The journey into politics in public service. Theodore's entry into politics was swift and decisive. After attending Harvard, where he developed a keen interest in history and politics, he published a distinguished work on naval history and became involved in the New York State Assembly. Here, he quickly made a name for himself as a passionate and reform-minded public servant. Despite being mocked for his youth and inexperience, Theodore's persuasive abilities and well-read opinions earned him rapid promotion to the Speaker of the House by the Republicans. However, Theodore's personal life was soon marred by tragedy. The death of his mother, Mittie, and his first wife, Alice Lee Hathaway Roosevelt, on the same day in the same house, sent him into a deep mourning. This period of grief was so intense that it led him to flee New York and head to the Dakota Badlands, where he earned his living as a cattle rancher and writer of history books. This harsh environment transformed the thin, sickly youth into a muscular, tanned, and robustly healthy man known to history. Torquia, the reformist and the rough rider. Theodore's return to politics was marked by his appointment as civil service commissioner under President Harrison. Here he cut his teeth on the issues of patronage that plagued the federal bureaucracy, often butting heads with those in power, but never wavering from his reformist ideals. His tenure continued under President Grover Cleveland, a quasi-ally from his assemblyman days, demonstrating his ability to outlast political waves. His reformist zeal led him to become the New York City Police Commissioner, a position where he was feared by beat cops and locals alike for his uncompromising stance on corruption and inefficiency. When President McKinley called him back to the federal bureaucracy as Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Theodore relished the opportunity. Here he played a crucial role in formulating policy to rid Spain of its imperial holdings, particularly Cuba and the Philippines, and in flexing the muscle of the American military. The Spanish-American War marked a pivotal moment in Theodore's career. He led the Rough Riders in Cuba, a cavalry regiment he had formed, and his bravery in the famous charge up San Juan Hill made him a national hero. This military success was followed by his appointment as governor of New York, and eventually as McKinley's vice president, setting the stage for his rise to the presidency. The personal and political evolution. Throughout his journey, Theodore's personal life was intertwined with his political career. After his first wife's death, he remarried Edith Caro, an old flame, and began a new family. This rejuvenation helped him become the family man he had always strived to be. Morris vividly describes how Theodore's family life, though not central to all his activities, was a constant source of support and inspiration. Theodore's personality was a blend of brashness and warmth, qualities that often surprised those around him. As Morris notes, men like Henry Adams, Thomas Reed, and Henry Cabot Lodge, who were initially put off by his directness, grew dependent on his warmth, as lizards craved the sun. This ability to win over hearts and minds was a hallmark of his political career. The path to the presidency. The final chapter of this volume focuses on Theodore's struggle to give up the reins of power in Albany and consider running as McKinley's running mate in the 1900 election. Morris depicts the frantic struggle of the party, the potential candidate, and the delegates at the convention with great storytelling, When Theodore agreed and eventually became vice president, his rise to power, though deemed neutered by some, was only beginning. Morris's portrayal of Theodore Roosevelt is one of admiration and reverence, yet it is grounded in the extensive correspondence, journals, and descriptions of the world he lived in. The book is a testament to Theodore's unshakable determination, skill, and ability to see every side, qualities that would make him one of the most successful U.S. presidents. Conclusion: The Making of a President. The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt is a sprawling epic that chronicles the transformation of a frail boy into a robust leader. Through his relentless drive, reformist ideals, and personal tragedies, Theodore Roosevelt forged a path that would lead him to the White House. Morris's narrative is rich in detail, filled with vivid descriptions and quotes that capture the essence of Roosevelt's character and the world he shaped. As we close this chapter on Theodore's pre-presidency, we are left with a profound sense of the man who would soon become one of America's most iconic leaders. His story is a testament to the power of determination and the enduring impact one person can have on history.